Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started this Thursday morning. Two people injured after collision on Highway 144 near Onapping early Wednesday. Two people were injured after a single vehicle collision on Highway 144 early Wednesday morning. Emergency services personnel were called out to the scene of the collision at Marina Road at 7:43 a.m. Nearby residents actually held a protest about this stretch of road near Onapping earlier this month, saying it is dangerous, and demanding changes. They are planning another protest after today's collision. The highway was closed for about an hour in both directions to complete the investigation, but has now reopened. The driver and passenger of the vehicle were transported to Health Sciences North with non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is still ongoing and further information will be released as it becomes available. Read the full story here. Lights display, site work planned for historic flour mill silos. Community stewards in the flour mill neighborhood have banded together in support of its namesake historic flour mill silos. Although the area's flour mill had a short operating life upon its 1911 opening and subsequent demolition, the silos remained, serving as a unique local landmark. I grew up with them, so they're very dear to my heart, lifelong resident and local historian Janine Larcher Lalonde told Sudbury.com earlier this week while touring the property alongside others interested in not only preserving but drawing greater attention to the site. It's the namesake of this area, and without it, we'd be where? Past councils have discussed demolishing the massive silos, which loom over Notre Dame Avenue, but she said the community has consistently pushed back in support of the landmark. Larcher Lalonde is a longtime supporter of the silos and created a video for their 100th anniversary in 2011 titled, An Imaginary Trip by Streetcar, which was projected on a screen. In advance of the silo's 111th anniversary next year, those behind the Flour Mill Community Action Network and Flour Mill Business Improvement Area are striving for something even bigger and more permanent. The 111th year isn't arbitrary, Ward 12 Coun. Jocelyn Landry Altman said, noting it includes the number 1, which represents independence and motivation, as well as new beginnings and the ability to let go and move forward toward success. Combined, the numbers are doubly significant, hearkening spiritual awakening and inspiration. With the help of Science North, the community stewards plan on installing colored lights that can project onto all four sides of the silos year-round. The display would be accompanied by other site work to improve the property, which Flour Mill Business Improvement Area project lead Jean-Francois Desmoray said has fallen into disrepair. Read the full story here. Chamber holding virtual, fireside chats, with local candidates via Zoom next week given the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, instead of its traditional in-person debates, the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce is instead holding virtual federal election candidates events next week via Zoom. The chamber is billing these events as, virtual fireside chats. The Sudbury Riding event takes place August 31st, and the Nickel Belt Riding event September 1st. Both events take place from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The events will be a chance to discuss issues relevant to Greater Sudbury businesses and the broader community. There will be an opportunity for the audience to submit written questions to the candidates both prior to and during the event via the question and answer feature. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Suspended sentence for mother charged in triple fatal New Year's crash. A mother whose three children died in a New Year's Day car crash in 2020 received a suspended sentence on August 12 after she pleaded guilty in provincial offenses court to careless driving causing bodily harm. Uche Osagie was driving a car on Highway 17 early on New Year's Day last year, when the vehicle left the roadway. Her three children, Brittany Osagie, 6, and brothers Flourish, 10, and Destiny, 11, students at Chelmsford Public School, were killed in the single vehicle crash near the Highway 144 interchange. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Fatality on Vail property in Copper Cliff Tuesday under investigation by Mole. Police: an individual working for an external contractor at the fluid bed roaster bag house of Vail's mat processing facility in Copper Cliff passed away on site August 24, Vail announced Tuesday evening. The cause of death is unknown at this time, said a press release from Vail, which added its first priority is ensuring the safety of those attending the scene and supporting the family of the individual. Greater Sudbury Police Services and representatives from the Ontario Ministry of Labour are investigating at the scene. The name of the employee is being withheld out of respect for the family, said the company. Vail has offered the services of its critical incident stress management team to the employees and contractors that were working in the area, as well as the Vail employees that responded to the scene. Sudbury resident faces 9 charges related to child sexual abuse material on August 24. The Internet Child Exploitation, ICE, unit and computer forensics units of the Greater Sudbury Police executed a search warrant at a residence in Greater Sudbury with the assistance of emergency response and intelligence units. The charges are in relation to an investigation, initiated in May, into child exploitation material being made available online by a local resident. Following the execution of the search warrant, a 43-year-old Greater Sudbury resident was arrested and charged. Read the full list of charges against the man here. Thursday weather. Looks like a nice day ahead, if rather hot. There will be a mix of sun and cloud, with fog patches dissipating this morning. High of 28°C, with a humidex of 31°C, UV index 7 or high. Tonight will be clear, becoming partly cloudy late this evening. Wind becoming northeast 20 km per hour, gusting to 40 late this evening. Low of 11°C.